اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. All praise is due to Allah, and may His blessings and salutations be upon the Prophet Muhammad and his holy progeny. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to His Prophet Surah Al-Qadr, which is the 97th chapter of the Quran. Therein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatu war-ruhu fiha bi-idhni rabbihim min kulli amr. Salamun hiya hatta maktala'il fajr. He states, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, indeed, we sent it down on the night of ordainment, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down and revealed the Quran on the night of Qadr. What will show you what is the night of ordainment? The night of ordainment is better than 1,000 months. In it, angels and the spirit descend by the leave or by the permission of their Lord. With every command, it is peaceful until the rising of the dawn. This chapter is recommended to recite. In fact, the blessings that are associated with reciting this chapter has been mentioned in the tafsir, the commentary named Al-Burhan. There in the author, he states, based upon the narrations, the riwayat from the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim afdhalu salatu wasalam, that the person who recites this chapter of the Quran aloud, for example, in their Fajr prayer, the morning prayer, or in the evening prayer, the Maghrib and Isha prayer, if they recite it aloud in this manner, then the reward that such a person will receive is like that person who has defended Islam. If one recites this chapter of Quran silently or softly, as one would do in the afternoon prayers, Dhuhr and Asr, then the reward of that person would be like that of one who has given his life, a martyr for Islam. If a person recites this chapter, Surah Al-Qadr, 10 times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive 1,000 sins of that individual. Likewise, it is related in this commentary that whosoever recites this chapter of Quran, Surah Al-Qadr, then he or she will gain the reward of that individual who is fasting during the month of Ramadan. And of course, we are in the month of Ramadan at the moment, so reciting this chapter of the Quran is blessing upon blessing. Surah Al-Qadr, in many of the early translations of the Quran, has been translated as power, meaning Laylatul Qadr has been translated as the night of power. If we look at the translation of A.J. Arbery, Pictal, even in the translation of Yusuf Ali, some of the early translations of Yusuf Ali, they translate Laylatul Qadr as the night of power. The night of ordainment is also used as well, but mainly the night of power. And because of this, for some time, many folks have been calling Laylatul Qadr the night of power. However, the more appropriate translation and term for Laylatul Qadr is the night of ordainment, the night of destiny. It is a night wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordains for the year what will happen and what people's fate will be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ad-Dukhan, He refers to this. He states in Surah Ad-Dukhan, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hamim wal Kitabil Mubin, that in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, Merciful, Ha, Mim, these are two letters of the Arabic alphabet, which many of the commentators, they say that they contain a particular and a intimate and secret message between the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swears by the clear book, which is the Quran itself, وَلِكِتَابِ الْمُبِينِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ Inna kunna mundhirin. Then he states that surely we have revealed it and sent it down in a night that is blessed, meaning that the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, is this blessed night. And surely we are those who warn. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. That in this blessed night, in the night of Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ordains every certain and definite affair, or Amrul Hakim, He ordains or He writes and prescribes every wise decision. That's the decision that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, in the supplications, the du'as that we are recommended to recite in the nights of ordainment, in the night of destiny, as we read in the book Mafatuhul Jinan, that we should recite in these nights, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, Beneficent, the Merciful. Allahumma ja'al fima taqdi wa fima tuqaddir min al-amr al-mahtum wa fima tufraq fi min al-amr al-hakim alladhi fi laylat al-qadr من القضاء الذي لا يرد ولا يبدل أن تكتبني من حجاج بيتك الحرام. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O Allah, that in the night of Qadr, in the night of ordainment, in the night where You distinguish every definite and wise decision, that whatever You ordain, then we request You that in this blessed night, to make us and to write for us, to ordain for us, that we are among the Hujjaj Baytik al-Haram, that we are among those who are granted the blessing and the fortune of making pilgrimage to Your holy house, to the Kaaba in Mecca. So from this we see that the translation, or the better understanding of Laylatul Qadr, is the night of ordainment, not the night of power. It is the night of ordainment, a blessed night, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Dukhan, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. One of the reasons that it is such a blessed and holy night is because it is the night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the entire Quran to His Prophet. And this is something that many of the commentators, they point out, that in the night of Qadr, that the entire Quran was revealed upon the heart of the Prophet. And this is indicated by the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses when He describes this blessed night. He says, Inna anzalnahu. He says, Inzal. And as the commentators, they say that Inzal means that it is a revealing in its entirety in one moment, which is unlike Tanzil. Tanzil, which also comes from the same root as Inzal, Nazala, to descend, to be sent forth. Tanzil, it denotes the meaning of a gradual revealing of the Quran. So the Quran was revealed in two different manners to the Prophet. One of the manners is that it was revealed all at once, and thus in the Laylatul Qadr, Laylatul Mubarakah, in the blessed night of the night of ordainment. This is also indicated in several verses of the Quran. One of the verses, as we recited, was in Surah Al-Dukhan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, we have revealed it, inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Likewise, many of the commentators, they point to one of the verses in Surah Al-Taha to give confirmation that the entire Quran was revealed to the Prophet at one moment, that the Prophet, he knew the Quran even before it was revealed to him in the stages or gradually. In Surah Al-Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in communicating with his Prophet, he tells the Prophet, وَلَا تَعْجَلْ بِالْقُرْآنِ, and do not hasten with the Quran, do not hasten with the recitation of the Quran. And many commentators, such as Allama Tabatabai, he states that this is because the Prophet, he knew the Quran. It had been revealed to him in the Laylatul Qadr. Likewise, in Surah Al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells the Prophet, he says, لَا تُحَرِّكْ لِسَانَكَ بِهِ لِتَعَجَلْ. He says, do not move your tongue with reciting the Quran in order to hasten that revelation. This is also another indication that the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knew the Quran. It is very explicit in that manner, but also implicit in those two verses, the one in Surah Al-Taha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, do not hasten the Quran, and the verse in Surah Al-Qiyamah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, do not move your tongue in order to hasten the revelation. Implicit in that is also that the Quran has been revealed in stages. And there are a number of verses in the Quran as well, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he uses the word tanzil rather than inzal to indicate that the Quran has been revealed in stages. For example, in Surah Yasin, tanzil al-aziz al-hakim, that the Quran is that which has been revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty, the wise. I pray that in this blessed month of Ramadan, and particularly in the nights of Qadr, the nights of ordainment, that we are able to read this communication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this blessed Quran, and gain from it lessons that we may use in our everyday life. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.